from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A longtime Timmins Transit passenger is upset with changes to bus service to and from Northern College. Catherine Touchette felt compelled to quit a job she had just started at the college after 2 days because overcrowded buses were forcing her to be late. The job doesn't make allowances for lateness or amending the start time.
I hate to say, and I don't want to sound negative, but I really don't think it's going to get any better. And especially starting a job for the first time, I don't think it's a good impression to have to constantly be late to work.
Touchette is a member of the Fight for Timmins Transit Facebook page. She lives in Schumacher, so has no issue with the transit on-demand pickup service in South Porcupine and Porcupine. A 40-year-old Timmins man is in jail awaiting a bail hearing Monday following a Timmins Police Anishinaabe Police drug investigation. A search warrant got officers into a home on Maple Street South on Wednesday afternoon. They seized drugs worth almost $90,000, including meth and cocaine. The suspect is facing 5 charges. You can see the list of seized drugs and the charges on MyTimmonsNow.com. 2 candidates so far will seek the new Democratic Party nomination for the redistributed Timmins-James Bay riding whenever a federal election is called. Former Moonbeam Mayor Nicole Fortier-Lévesque and Terry Matatawabin of Fort Albany are letting their names stand for the NDP Riding Association vote on Saturday, November 23rd in Timmins. A cross-promotion between the Iroquois Falls Museum and the Storm Junior Hockey Team begins this Sunday afternoon at the museum with the unveiling of a display built around the team. Iroquois Falls Historical Society President Danny McIntyre says the museum is open from 1 until 3 o'clock for that purpose. Then Saturday, September 21st, it's museum night at the Storm game against the Sudbury Cubs.
On the Jumbotron will be a presentation about the history of hockey and the history of Iroquois Falls before the game starts, and the museum will be recipients of the Chuck-a-Puck that night.
McIntyre says it's a case of the museum, the town's biggest summer attraction, and the Storm, the biggest winter attraction, promoting each other. In Country 93.1 Sports, NOJHL preseason action this weekend includes a home-and-home series between the Storm and the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners. Game 1 is tonight at 7 in KL. Game 2 tomorrow at 7:30 in IF.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.